in prisoner's chains with bleeding stripes. Let's pray that God and in their pain, oh, they began to sing, oh, and they were free. They sang, I bless your name, I bless your name. You Lord, I give you all. I give you the honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way.
We bless his name. We thank the Lord, a new week, and here we are. Grace has been sufficient for us. Journey mercies from far and near. The Lord has led us safely to begin a new week. We are thankful to him. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, oh, this morning, with the sun rising, O God, oh, how we were quickened from our sleep also to rise up together with the sun to begin a new week. And Lord, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, even as we woke up, something within us,
amen,
we know, Lord, it is the Holy Spirit. A deep was calling unto us to go to no other place but to your house, Lord. And Father, we thank you that the deep that has brought us here, desiring to hear something from you, we know surely that a deep will be there to respond to every one of us, our needs, Lord. So Father, we say thank you. And we are opening our today's service with God, with Sunday schools, the children, and we, the adults here. And Lord, yes, we want to surrender all to you. Father, yes, you are the author of your word, God. We cannot go all from you, Lord. We cannot go behind you. Father, please take your place now as we surrender all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God, richly bless you for coming. Yes, yeah, shall we be seated for a while as we have prayed? We are back on our the church ages. Back on the studies for some weeks ago, when the prophet was treating this revelation of Jesus Christ and the church age, he started with an introduction which we have done greatly on that area. And so this week, Lord willing, we will start with the churches itself. Amen. But before probably we start, let us just take a step back And then let the whole thing continue, because there are some people that probably weren't here when the introduction. So let's step back a little and see what we have gone through in a summary form. And yes, our subject has the seven church ages, the seven churches which were in Asia Minor. God picked these seven churches because of their characteristics. That's the way how the prophet put it. They had a special characteristics, and so the prophet picked these seven churches for the revelation of who he is. Amen. So, it is a revelation of what? Jesus Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things shortly to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel who bear record of the word of God, the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of the things that he saw. We all know John was sentenced to the island of Patmos, but it all is what? God's working. Amen. So at times when things come in a way that we don't understand, as true Christians, let's know that God's hand is in it. Because if he has not allowed it, it will not come. And always there is what? A purpose why he did that. And that purpose also, his purpose has always also been what? Been good. And so that's why we said all things work together for good to them that love him. Amen. So we heard about how John was in that island, a God-forsaken island, where it was meant for only criminals. But it was for a purpose. Where does the place where God revealed himself as I am the I am? I am the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. So the scripture, that's Revelation 1, we are going down the first three verses. And then verse 3, that says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Amen. Blessed are you. As you read, as you study, praise the Lord. And blessed are you when you hear it, as in as at this moment, we are blessed because we are hearing his word. But the most important thing is that what we read and what we hear, he said what? You got to keep it. Amen. Because when you keep it there, the fruits of that word will begin to what? Manifest in your life. Amen. So John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice of, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Amen. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Amen. Sorry, my distance was a little bit, couldn't take all. Amen. So, those are the churches that John is to send all this to. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. When he turned to see the voice that said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, that's the scene that he saw. Amen. In his right hand, then he laid, he said, fear not. He laid his right, when I saw him, he said what? I fell upon my face, the face here. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forever. Amen. Yes, God bless you, brother, because there is amen already there. And have the keys of hell and of death. Let us read from, because my script, my listening. Okay, let's just read. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou seest in my right hand, and the seven candlesticks, the seven stars are, and the seven candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou seest are the seven churches. So the stars that were in his hand, in his right hand, seven stars, they represent what? The seven messengers that are going to be sent or will be in each of one of those churches. And then the candlesticks are the what? Are the churches. Now, shall we stand to the reading of the word now? As the message is going to the first church age. So this is what he gave to John to be given to the first church age. Amen. Said, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, this thing saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hath borne and had patience, and for my name's sake hath labored and hast not fainted. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. As we sit now, Lord, we want to hear the message to the first church age. Shall we be seated? God, richly bless you. Yeah, and so what we are going to see in these church ages, I know you have read it already. When you read every message to the church, first, Christ identified himself to that church by one of his what, attributes or who he is. Amen. That's the first thing. He introduces himself to the church. And so here he said, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, this thing saith what? He that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand and walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. That's the introduction he gave to what? Himself about what? And so what he did, always what he did in the past, he's doing it the same. And so the seven candles, seven stars as messengers, that means he has them, the right-hand power. Everything that what these messengers say, it is what? It's from him. Praise the Lord. And then he walks in the midst of the church. So he's here. So where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. So he's here this morning. What he said in the beginning, that's what he is. It changeth not. Amen. So after that, after the introduction, now he talks about the good parts of that church. What you have been doing that what is right before the Lord. So he always praises his church if they do the right thing. So he said, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience. See, that's how the first church, how they were. How they cannot bear with what? Those who are evil. Oh, praise the Lord. And even when someone comes and said, oh, I'm an apostle. I say, okay, the pulpit, preach, let's see. They'll tell you, okay, you sit down and listen, rather. Praise the Lord. They always find them to be what? Dry liars. So they would rather you rather sit down and listen, brother. Amen. You need to learn. So they were very, very strong. They would not give way to any interference. That was the beginning of this church, you see. And has borne and has patience. That's one great virtue. Patience. Amen. If a man, any true Christian, you have patience, my brother, you wouldn't worry. Praise the Lord. You will not worry. Maybe you are seeking something from the Lord. You have prayed and prayed and prayed. It's not coming. You still have patience for him. We will come to this patience, more of it. Praise the Lord. And for my name's sake, you have labored. And has not fainted. Why? We are seeing a lot of, almost everybody here is doing something, laboring, labor of love for his kingdom. God bless everyone. Praise the Lord. The sacrifices, he said, I will never forget. Amen. That's what he says. Amen. So the prophet said in the message book, Ephesians Church Age, he said, the messenger, as the angel, to the church of Ephesus was the apostle Paul. And that he was the messenger of the first age and the Gentile, of the Gentile era cannot be denied. Okay. That he was the messenger of the first age of the Gentile era cannot be denied. Amen. We are going to see the proof of it. Though to Peter was granted authority to open the doors to the Gentiles, it was given to Paul to be their apostle and prophet. Amen. My brother, that's what the prophet William Branham have said. Is there any scripture? Let's turn to Acts 9. Amen. Acts of Apostle 9. Let's quickly read something from verse 13. Let me go forward here a little. Yes. We all know Apostle Paul. He really had a zeal. He had a zeal for God. But he was exercising that zeal in the wrong way. So many times people ask how this man was able to witness even the stoning of Stephen. And then God called him for this great position. God looks at the heart.
Amen.
Amen. The man really loved God. He loved God. And the way how he was so zealous for God, God saw it what? The right person to be an example to what? To whole church ages. It is only because he was what? The way he was trained by what? Gamaliel. And he, that Gamaliel, the Bible says he was a doctor of law. The law. He doctorate in the law. So he pumped into this young man all the laws. Praise the Lord. That's why you could say that he could boast that I was circumcised on the eighth day. Oh, yes, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, Hebrews of the Hebrews, and as touching the law, a Pharisee. And then listen, he said, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, and touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Very zealous, as touching righteousness in the law. And so such a man, if he's shown the right way, as touching the righteousness in the right thing, is what? He will be blameless. That's the way how God picks, looks at the heart. Amen. Because what he did, he shouldn't have been what? Called to be a messenger. Amen. And so, he was on his way. We all know he was on his way to what? Damascus. With the same what? That's the way how he was. Just to round up what? All the believers who speak in the name of Jesus and persecute them or put them to prison. And we all know the story how the Lord Jesus appeared to him. And when he got blind, God spoke to him that, go, yeah, you are going to Damascus, go there. There is one of my servants, Ananias, he, Ananias of Damascus, not Ananias, the other one, who hid, who lied before the Holy Ghost. Amen. Go, he will what? He will give you your sight. So when God also revealed to Ananias that someone is coming, for you to heal him, and lo or below, who? It was what? Huh? This man? When you read Acts 9:13, listen, I think you've opened that place. Acts 9:13. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to thy sins at Jerusalem. And here, he has authority. He had an authority coming to what? Coming to arrest us. He had authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before what? The Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. So when the prophet William Branham says he is the apostle, because people ask why it wasn't Peter. Peter, they went on what? The circumcised are the Jews. And Paul was sent to the uncircumcised, the Gentiles. So this is what? A commission God has already said he will be. And so when the prophet had picked, because the seven church ages is what? The Gentile church ages. Amen. And so the apostle that he has to use, the person that he has to use, must be standing example for all the apostles that will follow up. Praise the Lord. And so we saw how Paul himself also testifying, Romans 11:13. He said, for I speak to you Gentiles inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles. I magnify my office. Amen. So the prophet William Branham was absolutely correct that the seven church ages, because It was just that this way. It needs a revelation to be able to find the apostles for every church age. Amen. When you come to the church age, Apostle Paul's name wasn't there. It's a revelation. It's something that needs to be unveiled. And it is what? It was unveiled toward our prophet William Branham. Amen. And so the prophet said, All right, let me read from here. The prophet said, "The key given to me of the Lord, where I was able to determine the messenger for each age, is a most scriptural one. In fact, it might be called the keystone of the Bible." Brother, let's take this here very attentive. He said, the key that God gave to him to be able to find all the apostles for every church age, it was something that's a most scriptural one. And he calls it the keystone of the Bible. It is the revelation that God never changes and that his ways are unchangeable as he is. So the keystone of the Bible is that God never changes. Amen. And so now, having gotten Paul as what? The first apostle, everything will have to be based looking at what? How Apostle Paul preached, what was he preaching, what was he believing, and himself, the gospel that he preached. That's exactly what has to follow all through the seven church ages. Amen. He said, here it is, an unchanging God with an unchanging ways. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he did at the first, he will have to keep on doing until it is done for the last time. There will never be a change. He said, apply that to the church ages. Amen. The keystone of the Bible, God never changes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Whatever went down, when you put a corn down, when it grows up, the end will be what? It will not come mango. No. It will come what? Corn. Amen. Amen. He said, the kind of man that God chose for the first age and how God manifested in that man's ministry would be the example for all other ages. What God did in the first church age is what he wants to do in all the other ages. Amen. And so where scripture, so I didn't put all these things. Let me see. Oh, okay, they are here. But meanwhile, I just jump over Apostle Paul. You know how he really... See, such a man, unless you have... He has that word, that zeal for God. Because what he went through, oh, my brother, it's to take someone who really loves God. Just to take someone who really loves God. If not, you will at one point be broken. Yeah. He went through, I think, what scripture? 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians, is it 11? About the sufferings of Apostle Paul. But let's go on. He went through many sufferings. So I just put down something here, how he was in chains with Silas in prison, and he came out still preaching the word of God. Uh-huh. Okay. Second, when you get time, you can read that one. Second Corinthians 11:23-29. Put it down, you can read it. Amen. Thank you. And so, you see such a man, my brother, he's what? An example to us. Because everyone is an apostle, because we are going to, that's what the prophet said. An apostle is someone who is sent. And you have been sent. Oh, yes, my brother. God bless you. You've been sent. Amen. It's not only standing here. Amen. You've been sent. Boy, girl, woman, man, we are all sent. Because we are what? A peculiar people. We have a royal priesthood. We have what? Another one? Okay, let's go on. Amen. And so we were just looking at Paul. Here he preached a wonderful message in Athens, Greece. From there, those who went to Greece, did you go to that place? It's called it. You went?
Yes,
you sir. Go. It's one of the tourist centers.
Amen.
He preached a wonderful message, but from there he was what? He was arrested. Amen. You understand. Oh, Lord, I've preached such a wonderful, but yet he was arrested after it. He's really suffered. And the last minute, this is where they put him, in Rome. And that's where he wrote one of the great epistles that was to the Church of Philippians. Praise the Lord. It was that, it's in Philippians that he said, in prison here, he was still saying that, I don't think I've been able to apprehend what God apprehended me for. I've not yet even finished it. The reason why God called me, I don't see that I've finished it. And so I'm still pressing on. Whilst he was in prison. Until the day when they brought the execution note to him. It was there he wrote another letter, 2 Timothy, to the young preacher Timothy, that I am now ready to be offered. My. It's time for my departure. It's near. It's at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. And henceforth, there is what? A crown that is laid down for me from my Lord. But not me alone, but as many as that will also believe his appearing.
Amen.
Amen. So my brother, Paul really was a man that God specially chose. He was in prison, he was still writing letters, epistles that we were reading. Most of them, they were all written from what? Rome prison.
Amen.
Amen. He's an example for us. So that's what I was looking for, the key that was given to me, on changing, the kind of man that God chose for this age, this first age, and how God manifested this man's ministry would be an example for all other ages.
Amen.
What God did in the first church age is what he wants to do in all the other ages. And then that is Ecclesiastes He said, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Amen. Nothing can be put to it. Don't add to it. And nothing or nor anything taken from it. That's revelation. Don't add, don't take away.
Amen.
Amen. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now. That which has been, the message we are listening now, it has been. As during the apostles' time. And that which is to be hath already been. Amen. We are at what? The last church age. And God required what? That which is past. God required what? That which is what? Past. So our gospel, we look at what? The past, the beginning of the apostles. That's where we can pick what? Our revelation and the message that we need also to be like the first church age. Amen. Or the apostles' time. Amen. I think my time is... Let me just read one point here and then we can hand over. So thus what the church was at Pentecost, thus what the church was at Pentecost is the standard.
Amen.
Amen. Is the standard. Amen. So we shouldn't add anything to, we should not take anything from.
Amen.
That is the pattern. There is no other pattern. There's no other thing like baptizing the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It wasn't in the beginning. Let's work from what? The beginning.
Amen.
No matter what the scholars say, God has not changed that pattern.
Amen.
The keystone still holds. Amen. That God changes not. Amen. What God did at Pentecost, he has to keep on doing until the church ages close.
Amen.
Those scholars may tell you the apostolic age is over. Don't believe it. Such a statement is wrong on two accounts.
Amen.
Amen. Apostolic age is still moving on. And we are all apostles. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you love him now?
Amen.
We have, Lord willing, if we need to continue, we will come to the bad part, what they have failed to do. And then he gives them what? A warning. And then if you are able to what? Overcome, there is a reward. So that's the steps that it follows every church age. Amen. First, Christ introduces himself and then tells what? The good things you have been doing. And then he comes to what? Where you have fallen short. And then he gives you what? The antidote and warning. And tells you who will be able to overcome. This is your reward for every church age. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Amen.
Yes, we are so much thankful that, Lord, that you have, through the prophet you've sent to our age, oh, he's an example of Apostle Paul.
Amen.
We thank you that, Lord, it has also opened our eyes for us, Lord, to glean the very things that, Lord, you gave to the apostles in the beginning. We thank you that we are feeding on the apostles' bread. We thank you. We give glory to you. Now, Lord, time for us, Lord, to worship you. Oh, Lord, we want to lift up your name. We want to praise you. We want to give glory to you. Lord Jesus, oh, accept our praises and worship this morning and prepare us for your word that, Lord, you have for us, O God. As, Lord, we remember your servant who's still waiting to come in, O God, with your word. Lord, bless him, Lord. Once again, we We want to remember our pastor also back in the Netherlands. Oh Lord, yes, you are the omnipresent God. We know that you are covering every place, Lord. Be with him also this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren.